Every day I read such nonsense on social media about these vaccines from ignorant, ill-informed people.
Opening yourself up to litigation if you start to discriminate against your employees and mandate vaccinations.
Okay, but why? Listen, you make perfectly valid points, but why should I, as a customer, not have the right to use a company like Pimlico Plumbers, where I know that they've all been vaccinated? Because I would prefer to do that.
Actually, turns out there's not much difference between whether you've had the jab or not for transmission. And at that point, I realised everything I'd been saying was completely wrong.
Thank you so much for giving us a chance to see it firsthand and then to get the injection.
I've just decided that I've had COVID a couple of times and I'm done with the vaccines.
I have an appointment to get the vaccine tomorrow. It is the Pfizer vaccine, but I can't care less whether it's Moderna or Pfizer.
Just give it to me.
Yeah, just give it to me. And I had a horrible reaction to the vaccine. I have a son that had a terrible reaction to it. And I'm really very, very concerned. Making a healthy person sick because of something, an intervention we do as physicians, do no harm, is completely violated by the COVID vaccine. We are making a healthy person sick.
We should try to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated, all of us.
They really aren't that critical for those of that are under 50 or younger.
We need to be insisting on people being vaccinated.
Dr. Phelps, good morning. You and your wife both suffered vaccine injuries.
Return to primary school classrooms should be delayed until vaccination levels are optimal.
But I think it's very important with this new vaccine. It's only been around for, you know, less than 2 years, that it's time that we put some research funding and some real effort into looking at the causes for the vaccine adverse events that people are experiencing.
If you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, you protect the people around you, and you help us get out of this pandemic a little bit faster.
If the government had just said, hey, these are novel vaccines, we don't, you know, there will be reactions, let's just have a program in place to deal with them.
Right. The science is clear, Tony.
Well, let me tell you something. Sean, I can't help you because I'm no clinician. I'm sick myself.
The messaging should be get a vaccine because it's good for you to do it. It works. You're not going to have to be doing anything like abnormal. You can live your life. I mean, that has got to be what the message is.
I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines.
Most important to me was seeing one individual after another embrace vaccine with confidence.
I have a number of people that are quite ill, and they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine.
Those who choose not to get vaccinated there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including no jab, no pay.
I think as a general principle, we could all agree that mandates have a time-limited role in a pandemic.
The mandates? Yes, I think we did get that wrong.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to be authorised by the UK authorities just after Christmas. And I don't think it's too much of an exaggeration to say that this is going to change the world.
Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been branded as defective.
What is happening now with the COVID vaccines, as an example, indicative of this new culture of cover-up and secrecy?
Fortunately for this country, the procurement and rollout of the vaccine has been such an excellent job.
Can we please have a statement now from the government suspending these experimental mRNA vaccines before any more death and harm is done to our population?
There is some clearly irrational reasoning behind why people don't want to take the vaccine, which is based upon very blatant false information that's circulating on social media. When you look at all of the drugs out there that people are taking, vaccines by far are the safest.
So this is perhaps the greatest miscarriage of medical science, attack on democracy, damage to population health, and erosion of trust in medicine that we will witness in our lifetime.